All right, here we go. There's a lot going on. So first of all, as you can see, Mark is joining us today from somewhere else. We'll talk about this in a moment. Then overnight, we got the news that there was a strike from Israel on Iran, and markets kind of went crazy. Seems that they're coming down right now, but the S&P still has its worst week since, I don't know, in 6 months. So there's a lot to talk about. And of course, we need to talk about our positions, and especially Apple. Will we get assigned or not? And with that said, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Morgan. Today is Friday, April 19th. I just realized I forgot to change the date. But you're right here. It is Friday, April 19th. And this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And Mark, Mark just dialed in two minutes ago, and I was like, whoa, where are you?
Yeah, not only is the date off, but my location's off too. But that is my fault, not yours, Marcus, because we're at our place in Bodega Bay, California, and decided to head up here for the weekend and get an early start. So that's why the camera and the lights aren't the best and the background's a little different.
Yeah, I just corrected the date. And I mean, it looks great. And I'm just happy that you're joining us this morning because, wow, never a dull moment in the market. I mean, we have to look at the E-mini S&P here in the overnight session because, as you can see, yesterday, last night, this happened around 9 o'clock Eastern time when the news broke that, let me just see, I should have it here. Here we go. That Israel carried out a limited strike against Iran. Well, now we know that it was a very limited, a very calculated strike. But last night, all the news that we got is there's explosions in Iran. And we know this. We have been waiting the whole week about, okay, how will Israel react? Because it was last Saturday when Iran attacked Israel with more, I think, than 300 missiles. And the question is, okay, what is Israel going to do? So when the news broke last night, markets got spooked. Look at this. I mean, this is a pretty good slide. I mean, this is 1.7% that markets went down overnight.
Yeah, big drop there. And, you know, right now we've talked about it. It's about earnings. It's about inflation. And then there's also these geopolitical tensions and the uncertainty. And so going into this week, we weren't sure what to expect. And it seemed like the markets were okay, a little jittery, even though there was, you know, some downside. There wasn't this huge, huge just slide except for this overnight reaction because of that news. Crude oil also spiking over 4%.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much everything got crazy. Look at this. Crude oil, actually, how high did we go? We went all the way up to, what, 87? So that's quite a lot. And if you look here on the daily chart, we just see how this spike just looks massive. Then yeah, Pulling back a little bit, but right now on the rise again. And it's just the nervousness. Okay, what is going to happen over the weekend? Then again, now we know a little bit more that it was a limited strike. So this is why markets started to recover. And even earlier today, opened kind of around the unchanged mark. If you look at a 5-minute chart, that's kind of pretty much unchanged. So from a 1.7% slide to unchanged, I mean, that's a pretty good recovery overnight.
Oh, I absolutely agree. So there's that initial, you know, overreaction and worry and panic, but then it seems subdued. We're still down for the session. We're trading below 5,000 in the S&P. We're looking at, what, a 6-day slide here. But it's been very orderly, you could say. I mean, 6 days is still a 6-day loss, but it could have been worse.
Yeah, I just brought up a 5-minute chart here over the last couple of weeks. And this is where we see, okay, at first we were just going sideways and now we have had the slide. Yeah, and I'm not too surprised that markets are down. I mean, who wants to be long in the weekend with all of the tensions that are going on between Israel and Iran here? I mean, we might expect more bad news from the region there over the weekend.
Yeah, hopefully not. Hopefully that, you know, it's out of the way, right? And we can move forward. But I agree. There could be some concerns going into the weekend, and that could be leading to this 1% drop in the NASDAQ and down a third of a percent in the S&P, just because there's that uncertainty. And then we have more earnings next week, big earnings week, and maybe a little bit of a sigh of relief. We'll see.
Yeah. We'll talk about earnings, especially Netflix, in just a moment. But looking at the VIX, the fear index, this morning spiking above 21 on these news. And we see that right now, compared to the last few weeks, we are at elevated levels. We are at levels that we haven't seen since October 2023. So this is a six-month high that we made this morning, pulling back a little bit here, but still up 3% for the day.
Yeah, volatility definitely here, and it could be here a little bit longer, which is good for option premiums, but definitely showing the uncertainty in the market.
Yeah. Talking about uncertainty, gold also spiking overnight. So gold, as we can see, making highs here. Let me go back here. So in overnight sessions, spiking on the news, then pulling back right now, trying to move higher again. I mean, not yet at record levels, but look at this. I mean, gold just had a phenomenal run so far this year. I mean, this year, gold is up 16%. For gold, that's big.
Yeah, and although we're not looking at an intraday high, if we finish where we're at right now, I think that's a record close.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. All right, cryptocurrencies also all over the place. I mean, look at this whipsawing here. So, I mean, at first, Bitcoin moving lower towards 60,000, even here in overnight trading, down to, 59,629. Now up again to 64,000. I mean, wild swings here, definitely, that we currently see in the markets.
Yes, and there's, you know, the reaction to the overall markets, but don't we have the Bitcoin halving potentially coming up in a day or two?
I believe it's in the next couple of days. So we will see what this does to the price of Bitcoin. I think it's happening, you're right, over the weekend. So let's see where we are on Monday.
Yeah, we'll see if there's some follow through, or if it's buy the new, sell the event.
Yeah. All right. We have to look at Netflix. Netflix, one of the big tech companies, reporting earnings yesterday. And the headline, I love it. Netflix forces Wall Street to focus on profit and revenue with the decision to stop reporting subscriber numbers in 2025. So this, right, because Netflix for years and years and years has operated at a loss. And this is where Netflix said, well, you shouldn't judge us on the loss. We're just gaining subscribers. And now they say, yeah, you know what? We stop reporting the subscribers. Where immediately Wall Street thinks, oh, that's not good. They're probably losing subscribers left or right. But that's not the case. They actually reported a growth in subscribers.
You know, this is very interesting because they beat on earnings, a really strong earnings report, beating on earnings, beating on revenue, like you said, increase in subscribers. And so I think that there's just a lot to digest here with this decision. And I mean, they have a point, and maybe their subscribers reporting that it also like reveals some, you know, inside information to the company, right? And is it because they expect that those numbers will come down, but the profits will still be good, right? And kind of anticipating some weakness in subscriber growth, and they want to, you know, catch that ahead of time. And I mean, who knows? But interesting call there by Netflix.
Yeah. And this is what's sending shares sharply lower, because it's exactly what he said. Everybody is saying, okay, why? What's happening? Why wouldn't you report subscribers in addition to everything else, right? I mean, in the same way as Tesla is reporting deliveries in addition to revenue and profit, right? So why suddenly a key metric for you? Why do you suddenly drop it? It's exactly like, okay, what are you expecting here over the next few months? And this is where Netflix is down 7.8% here this morning.
Yeah, Yeah, getting back to those levels that we had earlier in the year after that big earnings jump.
Yeah, I mean, still pretty solid. I mean, look at this, Netflix, after they got the competition from Disney and really dropped significantly, made pretty much back almost everything that they lost towards the end of 2021 and 2022.
Yeah, a real impressive run up from 200 to 600 there. I
Yeah.
didn't quite get the 2021 highs, but real impressive run anyway.
All right. So with all this craziness going on in the markets, the question is, how do we trade the markets? Well, and this is where we follow our plan. This is where I think it's more important than ever to have a plan. Without a plan, this is when traders start panicking and say, okay, I need to just sell everything and the world is coming to an end. So let's actually take a look at our positions. And of course, when the markets are moving lower, this is when our positions are moving lower. But we have our plan. We believe in our plan. We have been trading this plan for many years and we are following our plan. Starting here with Apple, where we sold the 167.50 put. Right now, trading at 165. So, Mark, it seems that we get assigned. Do you want to close the position? Do you want to roll it out? Do you want to avoid assignment? What's the plan?
No, I took the trade because I am good owning shares of Apple at 167.50. So being down a little bit right now, not a concern to me, and looking to sell calls on Monday. A pretty decent drop from the highs that we had last Friday to now, which in my opinion just sets us up for a decent opportunity next week, right? Maybe a little buy the dip early next week after the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, this is where Apple definitely showing some volatility. And I told you, I'm actually planning not necessarily to immediately sell it at 167.50. I might wait for the bounce and then sell it a little bit above the assigned price. But I'm also very much looking forward to assignment. No problems there. And we have seen that Apple can just move a lot in a matter of days. And I don't even know. I thought that in June is probably the next conference. So there might not be too many news, but there's always lots of rumors coming up. So we shall see. We shall see. All right, CSIQ, little buddy here. I mean, yesterday with interest rates higher, sliding lower today, down another 1.5%. So we're waiting to see if it stabilizes to get ready for another rescue mission here. Nothing at this point for us to do. And we have already seen that it can bounce back quickly if there is discussion about interest rates getting lower right now. Interest rates are higher for longer. Talking about interest rates, this is where we see, looking at the probabilities that, yeah, traders right now are expecting interest rates to stay at the same level at least until September.
Yeah, and I think that that is a pretty good prediction. That rate cut in September. Now, it could be that data shows that maybe a sooner cut is likely. I don't think that everybody, like not everybody, but there are even some analysts speculating on a rate increase. I really don't see that happening unless there's something crazy that we just, don't see coming. But
Yeah,
yeah,
Fed
I think
funds trader
the
are
one.
not expecting an increase. I mean, this is where, yeah, as you said, some analysts I've seen it, but right now, Fed funds traders say, no, we're staying at this level or we go lower right now. Zero probability of a rate increase. But again,
Yeah, I
next
think it's
week,
just
the
it
important
like
PCE report in a week from now.
yeah.
All right. So moving on, NEE moving up nicely. I think even today, up 0.6%. So after the initial slide here, we are now above the 63 level again, and we are getting closer towards our assignment price and our break even. So this starts to look good.
Yeah, I'm liking this move here. So even though CSIQ not playing fairly, NEE looking good.
Yeah. And UPS. Dude, you started it. You started this trend line. I just put it on my chart after you started it. And look at this. Look at your trend line. I call it Mark's trend line. I mean,
Right.
holding nicely today, up 0.9% against the overall market. So this is looking good.
Yeah, that works. You have earnings coming up. I wish I could draw a steeper trend line, but it would just be cheating. But yeah. I'm happy with that one.
Yeah. All right, moving on to WTF trades. I mean, we have a lot of open trades right now. This is where, of course, we didn't take the whole 25 trades here, but there's a lot of activity. 6 new trades coming up today. Some notable names here, NXP Semiconductors, Marvell Technologies, ConocoPhillips, CoStar Group, Oracle, and PayPal. In addition to the 25 open positions that are there, 6 exits also today popping up. And I mean, I'm full right now. We'll run through our positions here. But I mean, there's definitely a lot of opportunity here right now.
Yeah, and with those exits, a lot of those bank stocks, just a nice quick entry and exit for a profit. So that's what we'd like to see with those WTFs.
Look at Bank of America. The entry was at 34.89, now trading at 37. I mean, we're not in this one, but a nice trade here.
Yep.
All right, let's take a look at our positions here. And first up, ABBV, AbbVie, Inc., today up 0.4%. We are already entitled to the dividend. Bought it at 168, right now at 165.46. I'll take it. Anything that right now is up when the overall market is down, I'll take it. I love it.
Yep.
CCEP, similar, also up today, 0.4%. So loving this. Entered at 70.09, right now trading at 66.87, 80.90. So this makes it easier. Still need to climb back, but I mean, we're still in the position. No exit signal just yet. So let's see what happens. Maybe with some good news over the weekend or next week when we continue earnings. We shall see.
That's the plan.
All right. CPRT, one of the newer additions a couple of days ago, down today with the overall market. So entered it at 54.49, right now trading at 52.83. So slightly down here. Similar to Fortinet also FTNT, a trade that we entered a couple of days ago. And where are we right now? Just around the unchanged mark. So entered at 64.89, right now trading at almost 64 even. So good year. All right. Ross Stores today also up. I'll take it. Entry price 140, right now trading at 132. So down on this one, no exit signal that. And then we have AT&T after having a great day yesterday. Today down with the market 0.4%. Entered at 16.77, right now trading at 16.27-ish. So just a little bit down on this position here. And these are the 6 that I have in my portfolio.
Yep. And I think that I have CVS in addition to what you've shared.
CVS is one of them in addition. And let's see where CVS is today. Look at this. CVS higher, even though today is ex-dividend. So double whammy. I mean, you are now entitled to a 66.5-cent dividend and moving higher by what? 0.5%. That's good.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take it.
All right. Cool. Let's see. What else do we have going on? Well, let's see what happens overall in the market. I don't know, Mark, since you're already at the cabin, you got a dad joke for us? Because otherwise you force me to tell one.
I'm forcing you.
Okay. What do you say to a hitchhiker with one leg? Hop in. Yes, no, maybe. Okay. So let's see where we are right now. So in the markets, going to a 5-minute chart of the S&P, trading at session lows, and I expect the markets to be down today. Nervousness going into the weekend, what will happen? So Iran struck last weekend, sending 300 missiles towards Israel last night. Conducted a limited or a calculated strike. Now we'll see, okay, does this escalate any further over the weekend or will it calm down? And then next week, a big, big, big week ahead of us. So next week we have a big earnings week. Let's just go to our earnings calendar here for a moment. and take a quick look next week, and we see we have Visa, we have what else? Meta Platforms, IBM, Boeing, we have Microsoft, we have Google reporting. So, I mean, there's a lot going on next week, and on Friday, the all-important core PCE index.
Yes. So a lot going on next week. Yeah. And maybe a few more one-liners.
Maybe. Okay. Hey, if you enjoyed today's show, we really always appreciate a like. If you like our little dad jokes, I don't know, give us a like anyhow. So if you feel that all of this content is worth sharing, then click the share button underneath. If this is your first time here, welcome. Click the subscribe button and hit the little notification bell. This way you get notified whenever we go live, and we will be back here on Monday. And with that said, have a great weekend.
Happy trading, everybody.